Good evening and welcome into the fastest 2 hours in radio at Yahoo Sports Radio as we are inside the Quicken Loans studios right here in Houston, Texas. It is a big weekend of March Madness and a number of compelling matchups tonight that we're going to discuss. We're going to get into some NBA talk and the MVP race. And so up first, our leadoff guest is Nancy Lieberman, Basketball Hall of Famer and the Oklahoma City Thunder pre- and post-game analyst. You can also listen to her on NBA Sirius Radio. And I might add, a very proud mom of her son, TJ Klein, who is playing basketball at the University of Richmond and had a terrific game on Tuesday night in the NIT. Welcome back, Nancy. It's good to have you with us.
Always, always happy to be on your show. You are an amazing woman.
Oh, thank you so much, Nancy. And I tell you what, I am so excited to talk some NBA with you. And it certainly is. It's a compelling MVP race. But I want to give you the opportunity to brag on your son, TJ. I mean, I absolutely love watching him play the game of basketball, his versatility. And I tell you what, he has got an absolutely beautiful jump shot.
Well, he had a great sophomore year at the University of Richmond, and we're really just very, very proud of the Spider Nation, how they've embraced him, and he worked really hard, and it was really, oh my gosh, it was so sad to be there after they lost by two. They were up 18 with about 11 minutes to go, and, you know, sometimes it teaches you you must play every position as the first possession until the horn goes off, because, you know, Miami was scrapping and pressing and playing hard and just cutting into the lead. But TJ had 17 points. He had a great tournament. I think, you know, he probably averaged 16 points a game in the tournament. And brighter days ahead for the young man if he continues to work hard.
Well, TJ, I mean, I remember he hit those first two three-pointers, and he really sparked that 13-2 run.
Well, that was part of the game plan, because they knew that the kid from Miami was 7 foot. So the thing was, if he was going to stay on TJ, they were going to try and drag him away from the basket, and TJ was ready to shoot the ball. I will tell you that he was tremendously disappointed that he missed those two threes at the end, towards the end of the game, and he felt like he took a lot of the responsibility on them not advancing. And then you have to try and explain to your kid, you didn't lose the game for your team. You helped put your team in a place where they could win the game.
What is TJ? What's his best asset, Nancy?
He's a great competitor. He's highly motivated, and he deeply cares.
Nancy Lieberman with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, Hall of Famer, and she's the pre- and post-game analyst for the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I also wanted to mention, I thought USA Today had a wonderful feature on you and TJ and how he has established, he's creating his own identity. Obviously, he grew up around the game. When did TJ realize just how influential you have been with the game of basketball and a pioneer in the women's game?
You know, that's always been... It hasn't been difficult for us. When you have a parent who has done something and attained some measure of success, you don't know how it's going to affect your child. And especially, you know, with me being his mom. And there's always inherent pressure, and has been throughout his playing career. But I thought he's handled it really well. It was when Michael Jordan got inducted in the Hall of Fame about 4 or 5 years ago that I really think it hit TJ, like, who his mommy is. Because we're walking down the red carpet at the Hall, and Barkley and Bill Russell and MJ and Stockton and all these people are coming up and they're talking and saying hi and they're, you know, interacting, all of us together. And TJ's like, how does Bill Russell know you? How does John Havlicek know you? And I go, honey, we're in this very elite group. And he went the next day by himself to the Hall of Fame. And he took pictures of, like, all my stuff in the hall. And he goes, Mom, I just didn't get it. I just didn't get it. And I was like, baby, I just want to be your mom. If I can be a Hall of Fame mother, then my life is good.
Ah, that's great. Hey, share the story about working the television broadcast. It was, what, in an NBA playoff game between the Spurs and the Mavericks. And TJ, he was just a little guy at that time. He wandered off into the layup line for the Spurs. I mean...
Well, I got to the arena, and you know, being a mom and a working mom in the business. So we were down by the court, and I said, honey, I need to go in the back to do some interviews. Just sit here by the court. And so he was sitting there, and I went back to visit with Barkley and Reggie Miller and some of the TNT guys. And in the green room, there's a large TV which has the in-arena feed of what's going on the court. And as I'm looking at Charles, I'm looking over his shoulder, and I'm like, I got to go. I got to go. And he goes, where are you going? I go, I'm about to get fired. And he goes, what's wrong? I'm like, Charles, TJ is in layup line with the Spurs. And he goes, what? And so I run down to the court, and I give the fake parent smile by I'm gritting my teeth, and it's like, TJ, get over here. But I have a smile on my face.
Now.
And he comes over, and I go, son, what are you doing on the court? I said, you need to sit here. He goes, Mr. Ginobili told me I could shoot layups. I'm like, who? He goes, Mr. Ginobili. It was kind of funny, and I thought I was going to get fired.
Hey, Nancy Lieberman, Hall of Famer, is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We wanted to open up and certainly reminisce and talk about her son and just the very successful career he obviously is having at the University of Richmond. But right now, let's move ahead. Let's have you weigh in on the MVP race. It is so competitive and close. In fact, I think it's too close to call. But who is your front runner at this point, and Nancy, why?
Well, for me, it's Russell Westbrook, and let me tell you why. I know people are going to go, well, you know, they're fighting for a playoff spot. You don't have Kevin Durant the whole year. He's played 27 games. You don't have Serge Ibaka. The Oklahoma City Thunder have had more injuries than any team in the NBA this year. It's almost at an astronomical rate of bad luck. You know, now Nick Collison's hurt. Cantor got hurt. Andre Robertson got hurt. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've never seen as many injuries in an NBA season with multitude of players as I have with the Thunder. We're not talking about him saying, well, you know, he's having this great year or he's shooting the ball well. The things that Russell is doing, let's put it in historical, you know, context. We are comparing him to MJ, to Magic, and to Oscar Robertson. He is putting up historical numbers that has made Oscar Robertson, his amazing records, relevant again in the course of the NBA season. And look, I love Steph Curry's game, and I think James Harden has just been ridiculously amazing. And he's had to play without Dwight Howard. But Russell, nobody has his skill set. I mean, he's got 10 triple-doubles this year. The rest of the league has 8. I mean, it's unbelievable what he's doing and how he's single-handedly lifted this team.
Well, some ask the question that if the Thunder, perhaps they miss the playoffs, does he deserve the trophy? I mean, is it just about individual performance, or do you weigh in the team overall and where they are in the standings?
Well, I think that would definitely affect him winning the MVP. I do believe you have to get into the playoffs. I think that is essential for Russell to be able to win this award. But nobody in the history of the NBA, I'm not saying in the Western Conference in the last 10 years, I'm talking about in the history of the NBA, has the skill set that Russell Westbrook, he's the best rebounding guard in the league.
Yes.
Break down film every day on him. You should see defenders on their heels with their hands up. I mean, just wanting to get the heck out of the way so they don't have to get posterized. He can go to his left hand. He can go to his right hand. He can pass and drop dimes. He's got the mid-range jump shot, which is almost a little antiquated. You know, nobody really has that mid-range. He's improved his three-point shooting. The one thing that he has to and will get better at is he's got to cut down on his turnovers. He has to, and he will.
Much more MVP talk tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, with Hall of Famer and the pre- and post-game analyst for the Oklahoma City Thunder, Nancy Lieberman. Stay close.